You ever have Chaos in?
Yeah, a couple times.
How's he?
Really nice. Totally nice guy.
Seems pretty dope. Pretty cool.
Calgary's new rock alternative, X929. There is Chaos Sunday morning. And it's Josh Holiday here, Sean Majumdar here. And should remind you that, or should tell you that Chaos is going to be hosting the Coldplay World Album Premiere happening June 14th and 16th here on the station, 7 p.m. on both nights. That should be kind of cool.
So what's he going to do? He's going to come in?
No, he's hosting. It's across the country, but he's hosting it. He interviewed the band.
Cool.
So, it's kind of cool because I know he grew up in Toronto sort of listening to the alternative type music, which is sort of surprising considering sort of hip-hop style stuff. But
right.
Anyway,
he's a very reputable man to be launching this album. I love him. I think he's awesome.
Indeed. Sean Majumdar is here in studio, and just wrapping things up, he is going to be at the Laugh Shop this weekend, tonight.
Tonight, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. And then I'm going to be tomorrow, 2 shows, Saturday, 2 shows. And then I'm on a plane back to L.A. on Sunday. But it's a little later, so I can party Saturday night.
Woo!
Right until Sunday morning. Morning.
There's a call. There's a callback right there.
America's that's Got
the,
Talent.
That's the magic of comedy. Hey, are you watching Last Comic Standing?
I have been, and I don't watch it. And this year I said, no, that's it. I'm going to actually TiVo it. I'm going to PVR it. I'm going to watch it. So I've watched the first two, but I didn't watch. Was it last night it was on?
I think it's on tonight. No.
It's tonight. Thursday. Right. So it's on tonight.
So when you get home or whatever.
I think, I don't know. I think Dane Cook's got a good chance.
is he in? I don't even know.
Yep. No, I don't know. I think.
Okay, here's Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's sort of like the McDonaldization of comedy.
Sure.
And just, sure. I'm not a big fan, but
it's
for whatever reason, he's huge.
Huge.
And I know a lot of comedians are like, Dane Cook.
Nah. You know what? I just dropped Dane Cook only because he's so popular. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I have no hate for Dane Cook. Do I want to do his style of material? I don't know. I mean, he kills. He blows it up. People love him. That doesn't mean that every other comic who does stuff that is of that, you know, you got to do what you do, right? Whatever it is that you do, because there are some of the most brilliant comics out there. What do you want to be? You want to be a brilliant comic who's so smart that he never gets a laugh, or do you want to be one that's kind of medium, middle of the road, who's you know, average, but sells out theaters? I don't know, man. It's like, you know, I'd rather be, you know, a smarter comic trying out new stuff, but be able to make them laugh. Yeah. You got to be able
somewhere
to make them laugh. You got to do well, you know?
Absolutely.
So, but I don't hate on Dane Cook. I mean, geez, you know, people love him. People laugh when they go see him. But should he have his own show based only on his material? Maybe not. But but then again, there's The Hills. And then there's crazy reality shows that many people love and watch.
People will watch anything. You were telling, off air, you were chatting, we were taking some calls. And a fellow Noof called up, and you were telling a story about when you were on 24. It wasn't a comedic character. And
no, but it was funny because after I did 24 and it aired, right, my dad is like the greatest dad because he lives in Burlington, Newfoundland now, and he'll tell everybody about stuff that, Sean's going to be on CTV Newsnet, better watch his interview. And so anyway, he obviously promoted that I was going to be on 24, and not a lot of people in Newfoundland were watching 24, and this one guy came up to my dad and was like, yeah, Mr. Majumdar, so I saw Sean on that show 24 last night, boy, and I got to say, you know, I don't want to offend you or anything, but I got to say, I seen him funnier. I swear to God, I don't know if I'm not getting a joke or what, but I think he's better on 22. I don't think he's that funny on 24. True friggin' story.
That's awesome.
My dad punched him right in the mouth.
Oh my God.
He's like, how's that? You think that's funny? What, you want to go? And then everybody cleared out the co-op because it was in the produce section. No, don't touch me. I'm okay. And my dad doesn't even. I don't know why my dad's all of a sudden a 6'4" Arab dude. No, don't you touch me. I'll cut you, okay? My son Sean Majumdar, he's my friend. Yeah, well, I'm your son, Dad. No, you're my friend. Okay. I don't know what just happened in my brain, but it was fun to go there. I'm not even on mushrooms.
Good times.
Good times.
All right. We are going to see you at the Laugh Resort tonight. Laugh Resort. I'm talking Toronto.
It's called the Laugh Shop.
The Laugh Shop, and you go to
Which is a variation. If you think about names of comedy clubs, You got to have the word laugh in there somewhere.
You do?
Because you don't want to have... they should call 24 drama. That's what they should have called it so that people know that it's not supposed to be a comedy. We're set, right? Unless I go up on stage and I do a serious dramatic monologue, people are like, dude, false advertising. No laughs here. I'm shopping for laughs. I want a deal. Right. I just peed a little bit.
All right, tonight... one show, it's Saturday night's two shows.
You ever pee a little bit?
Judge? All the time.
No, a little bit. Like
just
a,
like where just a tiny little bit
yeah,
comes?
Yeah, a little bit. Like an excited Cocker Spaniel when you come home and they run around. They don't actually pee.
Just like, bloop.
They do a little dribble, but you still get mad at them and then you feel bad later. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, because they got those sad eyes.
It's happened.
But you've left them in a garbage bag and they're out. And,
what?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know, that's so horrible. I owned a Cocker Spaniel, so I would never do that.
No calls, no letters. Go to the laugh shop this week.
It's a laugh shop, okay?
That's what we said.
That's always a laugh shop.
With Sean Majumder on X99. There we go. All right. Excellent.